I'm Lisa Ramey from Jaffrey, New Hampshire, and I'm a Boston Marathon volunteer for the past 10 years and yesterday serving Gatorade at the finish line.
My name's Ross Ramey. I'm a family physician in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. I was running the 2013 Boston Marathon. It was my first Boston Marathon.
The day started great, awesome weather, and I was getting texts from the 10K mark, from the half marathon mark, from just past Heartbreak Hill, of his pace and how he was doing. And
I'd gone through Kenmore Square and was a little disappointed with my time, but was moving along.
We were doing our usual busy, pouring, stirring, serving, congratulating, and at around 2:50, there was a huge boom and felt a shake, and then looked toward the finish line, and to the right and just beyond the finish line structure was what looked like a bunch of dust and smoke.
It was about a half mile past the 25 mile mark, and people were coming back the other way, and that's not the usual case. Once you're go finish, the you don't run back on the course.
There were a lot of people running away down Boylston Street, away from the finish line, and people on the sideline saying, go, keep moving, get going, get going, get away, get away, get away, get away fast.
We asked people along the sidewalks what was happening, and a couple had said that there would have been explosions at the finish line.
This looks to me like what I see on the news in Iraq or Syria.
My immediate concern was Lisa working at the Gatorade station at the finish line.
The worst thing was, within seconds of the blast for me, was Ross, based on the text I had gotten, was due to be at the finish line at that time.
Making sure that she was okay.
They said, get away, get away, get away, move away, move away. All the police were getting us further and further from the finish, so I had to just almost throw up and want to fall on the ground, but keep walking and hoping that I wasn't a widow yet.
Unfortunately, the cell phone service wasn't working, so that it was difficult to get any information through.
And I started doing what women do. We have to communicate, so I started trying to call, but the cell phones weren't working. So I taught myself how to text and texted my kids that I was scared and I was fine, but I was hoping to hear from Dad, from Ross. And 40 minutes after the blast, somehow he got on a stranger's phone and sent me a voicemail.
I wanted her to know that I was okay.
When he heard about it, he thought, Lisa's at the finish. She's been at the finish for 10 years now. What if she's been hit? So he didn't know that I was safe until we found each other 2 hours after the blast on Arlington Street. And that was the best reunion of my life.